sexuality is both praised and abhorred in society. It's either handled with exuberance or repression. The latter form there arguably running both the show and amok in the Western world. The current dominant religions are clearly against it, yet have their own twisted viewpoint on what it even is. Everyone remembers when puberty really changed them. There were the physical changes, but also a change in the mind. Hormones that were once not part of us became introduced, forcing us to change how we interacted in the world forever. It's the driver of life, but without any need for research, I can tell you that most sexual acts don't end with both parties producing life, so what gives? Well, sexuality, when it was first developed, was a game changer. Early life went from almost no diversity through asexual reproduction to this new thing of mixing deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, to create a new version of the hosts. It was shooting in the dark. As we all know, evolution a la natural selection is not a conscious process. It has and is happening through the mutation of genes. In the case of most mammals, we get in heat and do the deed via organ-in-organ shotgun blast. But what makes us humans unique is that we don't have a season for being in heat. Granted, some people are nearly never in heat, the others are in heat on a daily basis. We aren't the only animals to have this opportunity, or curse, depending on how you feel about sexuality and your own sexuality. We know dolphins and elephants, along with bonobo primates and other species, have sex any old time too, and not purely for reproductive purposes either. Sex, when done right, feels good. It can be the best feeling in the world. A lot of what makes sex feel so good comes from more than rubbing sensitive bits together. It comes from emotional intimacy and niche pleasures being met with a trusting partner. There are a great many people in the world that have a fetish for stuff like leather or feet, and when someone with that itch finds the right partner that loves them, having the same fetish is the cherry on top. Most partners, once having created an emotional bond, will test out sexual positions and acts if it makes the other partner feel good, because at that point they truly want the person to feel good. Sex is a lot like a dance. When you don't know the basic steps yet, it'll be awkward, but in time you will learn the moves. Some people are exploratory, while others stick to what they know. Others are so free with the dance that they'll try to create new moves with hopefully equally exuberant partners. So, at this point, I have to key in that there is of course a great many evils in the world, and most evils are sexual based. Aside from stating the obvious, that you must use more than perceived body language when not sure if someone's down for sex, most cases, when an act without consent occurs, it's not by mistake. Nature is not conscious, so it has no conscience. If it did, there would be some kind of shield mechanism in our orifices that would activate when attacked, but it doesn't exist. Morality is a strange thing, because most people have instinctual morals, like they don't like seeing other people get hurt, but nature houses no such morals. There's a term that exists nowadays called toxic masculinity, and I think it exists to describe how male hormones work. Men with terrible parenting seem to think that because they're horny all the time, it gives them a right to sex. While I don't agree in the slightest that the Western world has a rape culture, I think rape and violence in general is a touchy subject for most religious people of power because they themselves are repressed. It doesn't mean they want rape to continue, but that they don't know what to do about it. Programs and rehabilitation centers would be far better than the current model of just jail time and then out again only angrier. We have a long way to go as a society, but I still feel that we're generally going in the right direction to better every person's life within it. Getting it on is great, especially with foreplay. Music helps set the mood. Stretching is important, along with hydrating afterwards. What else should I add to this before finishing? Love, not war, people. Be like bonobos, not chimps. And until next time, love you all and be good to each other. Thanks for listening.